people buy from people, and they have done for a very, very long time. And I guess this podcast is about my experiences recently on social media, and also recently when I bought things from stores, and the experience has been about the person that I've met who's influenced my sale in a positive way, rather than the company as a brand influencing me, that they can bring something to the mix that adds significant value to me. So my first example is, I recently had a problem with the car, and there was a local garage. So I phoned up the local garage and I asked if I could go in, and I arranged for a slot. And when I went in, I met a chap, and he was a great guy, and he gave me some feedback on what he thought might be the problem, and was really helpful. Went out of his way to tell me what would be the next steps, and promised to call me back in an hour. And he did call me back in an hour, and he said that he didn't have the equipment that he needed to be able to do the test, but wasn't going to charge me, and that he then put me in touch with a company that would be able to actually help me with that problem. And you know, his name was Pete, and the situation of referral would now be that when I'm in that local area, I will now be speaking about Pete. I say, do you know Pete, who the mechanic is, rather than the actual situation that there is a garage. Do you know the garage? Because a lot of the time as well, the people won't be aware of the garages, and the experience that they get from other people within the garage isn't going to be consistent with the experience that I've had, because there's a few people. So the idea of people buying from people has never been truer. So, you know, that's something that is really, really important. And I think brands these days are really starting to wake up to the idea of individuals becoming direct competitors to global brands. And as that starts to happen, is that the individuals continue to give a consistent experience of gain and improvement and education and value compared to the inconsistencies of global brands. And as we now become the broadcasters, this puts us in a great deal of power for anybody who's willing to put themselves in the limelight and actually allow themselves to be recorded, and if they have good things to say and they can add value to people. I suppose the last point is, what's really clearly showing this is on social media, where people will like and share other people, but it's very rare that people will like and share company information. Think about it. When was the last time that you shared company information? It was probably just an award that was being given by somebody that you know, and you thought it was a great thing. Or somebody had done well and got a new job. Somebody had done something for a great cause. People will always like people. And as a company, what you need to be able to do is give your team and your fans the content to share and endorse and refer people to your business. Your company feed needs to be something that can be a place for people to be able to go to and refer that particular area of the business that they may be working in, or other parts of the business, or even to be kept up to date with other parts of the business that they weren't aware of. But in terms of outbound marketing, you need your team to be able to share that. And if you haven't got anything for them to share, it's very unlikely they're going to have anything to say. So buy from people, always have and always will. Don't forget, go to suppliant.com for our growth webinar on e-commerce on the 30th of November 2018. Go to suppliant.com.